here's a story from The World.
We don't know exactly where the new coronavirus came from. One theory, it went from bats to another animal to people. The missing link could be the pangolin. The scaly anteater is popular among smugglers. As The World's Patrick Nguyen reports from Bangkok, the dark trade could be a time bomb for the next pandemic.
If you've never seen a pangolin, picture an anteater about the size of a cat with a long pink tongue. And they're covered in armor, thick brown scales that look like tree bark. They look like they would make some cute squeaky noise, but pangolins don't really make any sound at all. Well, unless they're splashing in the mud, which they really like to do.
They're just really amazing to watch. Yeah, they're adorable animals, really, and totally harmless.
Steve Gouster helps run Freeland, a nonprofit that tries to stop traffickers of people and animals. They've got offices in Kenya, India, and Thailand. And they've seen a lot of pangolins because pangolins are the most trafficked animal in the world. They hang out in trees in warm places, sub-Saharan Africa, India, Southeast Asia, and catching them is easy, Gouster says.
Going out, usually with dogs, sometimes alone, smoking or shaking trees to get the pangolins to drop.
When surrounded, they won't bite or claw or even stick out their tongues.
Poor pangolin. Its only defense against people or anything is to crawl up into a ball.
Poachers in India, filming themselves hacking down a tree to catch a pangolin. The animal is valuable for their meat and because people think their scales can cure diseases, though that's not true. Generally speaking, it's illegal to capture pangolins and move them from country to country. But that's what happens. Trucks full of live pangolins, usually driven from their tropical homeland all the way to China, the biggest wildlife market on Earth. And along the way, Gouster says, pangolins only get fed sporadically.
They would put a hose in the pangolin's mouth, and they would even feed it some, like, we call it mealy meal. So there'd be a little bit of a starchy subject in the water, hydrating them, keep them alive.
Alive, but just barely. So they get weak and sick with whatever microbes they pick up in transit. Then they're often kept in a hot, damp warehouse with all these other trafficked animals. Here's Thai Van Nguyen with Save Vietnam's Wildlife.
It's not just pangolin, it may be many other wildlife.
Nguyen helps run one of the top pangolin rescue operations in the world. He's rescued them from warehouses, jam-packed with animals that would never interact in the wild. Turtles and sugar gliders and pangolins breathing all over each other. And the pangolin, alien as it looks, is a mammal, so it can easily give viruses to us. Steve Gouster says these warehouses or markets are just breeding grounds for viruses, with all these animals
coughing, peeing, pooping, all kinds of things that can help spread whatever they're holding on to. That's why I'm saying these are time bombs.
But is this how COVID-19 really started? Earlier this year, a Chinese study said the evidence showing the virus jumped from pangolins to people was strong. Newer research suggests maybe not. Either way, COVID-19, that's already here. But if this pangolin trade continues, it could spawn another pandemic. On that front, at least, there is good news. Chinese officials this year announced a new crackdown on the wildlife trade, putting pangolins in its most protected category. That's great, but here's some bad news. It comes courtesy of a former Thai anti-narcotics officer, Pecherat Sengchai, who in a recent speech compared animal traffickers to drug traffickers.
It's almost the same. I confirm that it is almost the same. Every activities, every supply chains and everything, they almost the same.
The same routes, the same tricks for slipping across borders, it's the same, whether smuggling pangolins or cocaine. You can see why this is bad. There's been a crackdown on drugs for ages, and they get past police all the time. Steve Gouster from Freeland says it is often the same groups, moving meth today and wildlife tomorrow.
These are criminal syndicates. These are organized crooks who know exactly what they're doing, and they don't care about anything except how much money they're making.
Because wildlife trafficking is so globalized, it's also kind of like climate change, a problem that requires a global response.
The United States was the leader on wildlife conservation for a while. It's not right now. There is no leader in the world on wildlife conservation. If anything, we need to see China and the United States team up. Those are the two biggest consumers of wildlife in the world.
Yep, there is a ton of wildlife crime in America, too. So here's the deal. We know pandemics and wildlife are linked. We know HIV came from primates, that SARS came from a civet cat, Ebola, probably bats, COVID-19, not yet clear. But Gouster says we can all see the pattern and what needs to be done.
Perhaps the pangolin has woken us up, and maybe this is Mother Nature's revenge. You know, it might be reminding people that you mess with Mother Nature, it's going to mess with you.
For The World, I'm Patrick Nguyen in Bangkok.